listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, sitting in for Pastor Jonathan Fisk this morning. It is time for our weekly check-in with Pastor Wirth. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy.
A blessed Friday morning, Creation Club, and lots of announcements and things going on the calendar this week as well.
That's for sure.
What's our first announcement today?
First announcement is from the Missouri Association for Creation. They have their monthly meeting to which the public is invited on Monday, February 13th. They'll be meeting again at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 De Pere Road in the St. Louis area. At 7 p.m., they're going to have their early bird video, which will be the fourth and final installment of the Uncovering the Truth About Dinosaurs DVD series. This fourth episode is called The Hard Truth. Thanks to technological advances, more groundbreaking discoveries are coming to light every year, validating the argument that dinosaurs were created and lived at the same time as humans just thousands of years ago. And so you can come and hear that or watch that DVD with them. The host is Marcus Lloyd, Uncovering the Truth About Dinosaurs offers compelling evidence about these mysterious creatures that confirms the biblical account of Genesis. Witness the awesome work of the Creator and see how the Bible gets it right in all matters, including dinosaurs. That's at 6:30 p.m. That's at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. on Monday. And at 7:30, the main event is a speaker talking about evolution, creation, and absurdity. Secular scientists take great delight in mocking Christians who believe the God of the Bible created everything through his son, Jesus Christ. The whole idea that there is a God is, in their minds, absurd. In this presentation, we are going to look at some bits and pieces of their belief system and their God, the theory of evolution, and we will make some determinations about what is and what is not absurd. So the speaker is Marv. I know him. I don't see his last name listed here. So anyway, he is a graduate of, he's chairman of the Speakers Bureau of the Missouri Association for Creation, and he's a scientist himself and has come to faith in Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible. And so he's got a great presentation here. We hope our listeners in the greater St. Louis area who are not going to the new Luther movie that night, that's already sold out. But if you're not able to go to that, you can go to this presentation. And at 7 o'clock is the video. And at 7:30, the speaker, again, is the Missouri Association for Creation monthly event at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 De Pere Road. It's Marv Schaefer. I missed his name earlier. And so he's the speaker at 7:30. The video's at 7. And for those who are not in the St. Louis area, don't feel cheated. You can get that DVD series yourself. If you go online, you can check out how to get the DVD series, Uncovering the Truth About Dinosaurs. The second announcement we wanted to make is something that the Missouri Association for Creation called to our attention last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. And that is, there's a special movie that will be shown nationwide, but only in select theaters and only on one evening. That's the evening of Thursday, February 23rd. The movie is called Is Genesis History? It's produced by Del Tackett, the creator of The Truth Project. And it involves going around and interviewing scientists and going to dinosaur dig sites and museums and so forth. It looks like it's very good. It's recommended by the Missouri Association for Creation, and it's also recommended by Answers in Genesis. A couple of their scientists do appear in the movie. That would include Dr. Andrew Snelling, who's a geologist, and Dr. Danny Faulkner, an astronomer. And so it's really worth checking out. You have to go online in Google or whatever your search engine would be, type in Movie Is Genesis History, and then you can find their website, and then you can find out how to get tickets and find out which theaters are showing it. There are several in the St. Louis area that are showing it that evening. And hopefully lots of our listeners will be able to see this and bring their children, bring their friends, their neighbors, including the unchurched, people who maybe believe in evolution and would like have never heard the other side of the story. So this movie is all about the fact that there are two competing worldviews here, one compelling truth, And as they see this, maybe that will open their eyes to the reality of the truth of Genesis, which is historically accurate, scientifically accurate, and Genesis begins the story not only of our creation, but our salvation in Jesus Christ. And that's what we really want to get across to people, that Genesis always connects us with Jesus, and that's where we want to always wind up when we talk about these things.
And this movie is a special one-time engagement, as you mentioned, so this is only on February 23rd.
That is correct. So check it out online to find out which theaters near you are showing it, and take your family, your friends, and then talk to your family and your pastor about it after you've seen it.
Excellent. And movies can be a nice way, kind of a comfortable, informal way to do something together as a family. And but then afterward, that's when that discussion unfolds, and really where a lot of learning happens as well, in that conversation after movie, regardless of what the movie was. But this one's certainly going to be, I think, very thought-provoking.
Indeed. And as I said, I think it's easy evangelism. Sometimes people who might not come to church with you wouldn't mind going to a movie with you, and then it is a conversation starter. As you said, you see the movie, you talk about what it means, and the Lord can open doors to further witness about Christ and the truth of God's word.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, February 23rd, as you said, as you shared it, you know, to find a movie theater near you, you sounded like you've done movie theater commercials before. Movie trailer commercials, coming to a theater near you.
Indeed, indeed.
Now, there's another special occasion coming up this weekend.
Oh, the weekend is, yes, we've got Evolution Weekend, or Darwin Weekend, if you wish. You know, many of us grew up at a time when, instead of having President's Day, we observed on two separate days the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. Abraham Lincoln's birthday being February 12. He was born in 1809. And it turns out on that very same day and that very same year, Charles Darwin was born. So Abraham Lincoln, Charles Darwin, February 12, 1809. And so there's a number of people that take the occasion to celebrate the Sunday nearest to that day. And of course, that's a Sunday this year. February 12 is a Sunday. They celebrate that as Darwin Day or Evolution Day. And now they've even made it Evolution Weekend. And so people, there's an International Darwin Day website you can go to that promotes the celebration of Darwin around the world. It has phrases such as, let's celebrate intellectual bravery, perpetual curiosity, hunger for truth. Let's celebrate Darwin Day. I think that's a little bit overblown. Is Darwin worth celebrating? I would say certainly not in church. And even in the secular world, well, you could recognize that he was a significant historical figure. And I think every well-educated person should be familiar with who he is and his writings and his worldview and his influence on the predominant worldview in our culture today. I think you need to know the rest of the story and realize that Darwin lost his faith and was an atheist, and his worldview and his seeking to explain things by natural selection over vast periods of time and so forth really is a failure. It is not scientifically accurate. It does not hold up to scientific scrutiny, and it certainly is against the Bible, against the Christian faith, and has done great harm. And I think people really need to realize that in so many ways. When you get into social Darwinism, you certainly see the harm that his ideas have had with the idea that we can create a master race. And so with, you know, whether you're talking Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and eugenics, trying to eliminate the inferior and the poor and so forth by abortion and other means, and then Nazi Germany and their desire to create a master race. It was very much influenced by Darwinian ideas, and those ideas are still out there. There are people that have the idea that we can achieve a type of salvation by controlling who breeds and controlling how children are born and what characteristics we'll choose in these super children that we will create in the future. So it's really a very terrible idea. It's resulted in the deaths of many, many people. And even if you're only talking about intellectual inquiry and education, it's terrible, in my view, that they have crowded out any other view of origins in public education, in museums, in TV documentaries, and so forth, and really are intellectually dishonest. Whereas other fields of scientific inquiry, they invite skepticism. The whole point is, prove me wrong. See if you can see if my theory is not really accurate and if you can come up with a better one. But really, evolution in the name of science has really become religious dogma. It's kind of become the religion of the United States and of most Western countries that's enforced through the government education system. And people are called heretics if they question it. They belittle you and so forth. And so for churches to celebrate this and to promote this in their sermons, by the way, you can go online to the Clergy Letter Project and you can see a list of the churches that are celebrating this and even find copies of their sermons there. It's pretty dismal. And instead of preaching the truth of God's word, which tells us where we came from, what went wrong with sin coming into the world, and what God did about it by his Savior, Jesus Christ, you're celebrating this nonsense about millions and billions of years and life arising spontaneously when there's absolutely no scientific proof for that. And certainly, it goes against the truth of God's word, the Bible. So you had asked me earlier, are we celebrating Evolution Weekend? No, we're not. Each weekend, of course, we preach the lessons of the lectionary, which I think is a wonderful thing for congregations to do because it takes you all through God's word. And especially the whole story of salvation and everything every week focuses on Jesus Christ. And so this weekend, for example, the Old Testament lesson from Deuteronomy 30, you know, the Lord says, I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. And so, we certainly want to listen to God's word so that instead of the curse, instead of death, we receive that gift of life that comes through Jesus Christ, who fulfilled God's law for us, who kept the commandments for us, who suffered and died on Calvary's cross for us. The epistle lesson that day from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you know, the Apostle Paul talks about, you know, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, God gave the increase. So we see that God's word has power to work in people's hearts, to work repentance, to work faith, and you know, it's not the preacher that's so wonderful, but it's the word that is preached, the message of Christ crucified and raised for our salvation. And this Christ is both our creator and our redeemer. And in the Holy Gospel lesson for the day from Matthew chapter 5, our Lord Jesus, on the Sermon on the Mount, points out our sinfulness. And we think that we're pretty good if we haven't murdered anybody outright. But, you know, he points out that even hating people and being angry with people and saying nasty words to people makes us guilty of breaking the commandment against murder. And likewise, if we haven't committed adultery, we think we're good. But he talks about even if you even look at a woman with lustful intent, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart and so forth. And pretty soon you realize, I can't live up to God's standards. I don't deserve eternal life with my Creator. But Jesus Christ has come, that his fulfilling of the law, his suffering and death in my stead has earned for me everlasting life. And he gives that as a gift through the gospel. And so that's why when we come to church, we don't want to hear about evolution and millions of years and Darwin. We want to hear the truth of God's word, which is true from Genesis to Revelation. And it's all from Genesis to Revelation about Jesus Christ, our creator, our redeemer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we certainly don't want to be misled by lies and the deception of Satan that would try to shake us loose from the truth of God's word and the central teaching of God's word, which is Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Indeed. As you were talking about the teaching evolution in schools, it took me back to when I saw the play Inherit the Wind. Have you ever seen that play?
Oh, yes, and it's very inaccurate. We can spend another program talking about that. Dave Menton debunks that. But go ahead, and what was your experience with Inherit the Wind?
It's been a while, but it takes you back to, it fictionalizes the Scopes monkey trial.
Correct.
Of, 1925, I believe, and mm-hmm. the whole teaching of evolution in state-funded schools in Tennessee. But you're right, that's another whole day, isn't it?
And again, for our listeners who are familiar with, or maybe only vaguely familiar with that, go to answersingenesis.org, and Dr. Menten has an article there. It's called Inherently Wind. Or if you just typed in the search field, scope trial, you know, you could find his article. Very well done, and he really debunks the way that that gets taught in schools through that very movie, which gets touted as if it's the reality, and is very far from being historically accurate. So Dr. David Menten and the good folks at Answers in Genesis help us out to understand that and other topics.
Thank you, Pastor Wirth. God's blessings this weekend as you celebrate the Word of God and His gifts in it, not rooted in some false teaching.
God bless you, too.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.